So are you allowed to borrow your friend's talis or the tefillin? You walk into a shul, you forgot your talis at home, you forgot your tefillin at home, so you just grab one from the table. It's not the shul's talis, let's make that clear. We're talking about where you have your friend's talis or someone you know just left it there. Can you use it without permission or not? So Shulchan Aruch, in a very clear, seemingly unequivocal halacha, says, based on the Rosh, Mutar litol talis chavero ulevarech aleha. You're allowed to take the talis of your friend and just make a bracha on it. Ubevad sheyikap pelosa im mitzav mikupelas. As long as you fold it in the same way that you found it, then you're fine. You can take it. You can make a bracha. We're not going to deal so much with the bracha tonight, which is in itself a dispute. But the very nature that you're even allowed to take the talis, put it on without permission, is a straight up Shulchan Aruch. Ramah takes it a step further. V'hu adin b'tfilin. Tfilin, you could just take someone else's tfilin. Borrow it. Tfilin worth $1,000, $2,000. Right? Talis, $50, $100, I don't know. But tfilin's $2,000, could be $3,000 for a good pair of tfilin. No, even a junky quote unquote pair of tfilin is what? $500, $750? No, I haven't bought tefillin in a long time. Yeah? It's a lot of money. Just to take someone's tefillin and just use it without, complete it without permission. Says the Ramah, he continues, but when it comes to sfarim, borrowing books of your friend, okay, you shouldn't use books without permission because maybe it's going to rip, which is a whole separate shir, whether that applies nowadays or not. Simply put, you have a straight-up avacha in Shulchan Aruch, and it's permitted. Mishnah Berurah says, why is this permitted? Because, nichalewa inish, a person is happy to have his objects being used for mitzvah purposes, even if it's going to risk ruining a $2,000 pair of tefillin. You're still a person who's happy to do mitzvahs. No, you're comfortable with that halacha or not? I'll put you on the spot. You let someone use your tefillin without permission? Want to do a vote of hands? Who would be totally comfortable to let someone else use your tefillin? Who would feel a little bit uneasy about it? It's about a 50-50 split on that, at least. So new? So what's pshat? Says the Shulchan Atar, the Kamar Nerov of Safran, 150 years ago, and he says, one second. I get the halacha, he writes. He says, I understand the nichol enish from Eben mitzvah monei, hanudavka b'mitzvah deram yal chavero. That's if a mitzvah a person needs to do. For example, esrog, fine. You want to take someone's esrog without permission, you have no other choice, you need an esrog, fine. You have to take an esrog. Tefillin, he says, you got to put on tefillin every day, fine. Maybe tefillin you could bunch into this category. Sukkah, I could understand. Avo b'malbu shachavev lov, but with a cloak, v'atoro lo ram yechiyu v'klau lo bo tzitzis. You don't have a chiv to wear tzitzis. Ki tzitzis le'inin zechovas talis. If a four-cornered beged is four-cornered, it needs tzitzis. You don't necessarily have to wear a four-cornered garment to put on tzitzis. Who says, lama yikach shal chavero b'chinam? Who says you're allowed to just take your friend's item, even though Shulchan Aruch says you are? He says, even the Rosh, which is the source of the Shulchan Aruch, only says that was the minug, what people used to do because people didn't care. He says, l'fiyah svarein zem minug kosher v'yosher. This is not such a comfortable minug, I guess, which is kosher that people follow. Isser Gezel, he says, perhaps. Va'averi, v'lo mitzvah. Sukkah, esrog, and tefillin, he says, is mutter without any questions. So here you have it. At least for tzitzis, a talis, there's already some doubt in the poskim. Now the response to that is, there is a Mishnah Berurah, which says, let's say, listen to this question. I know it's far away, but Sukkot is semi in the horizon, now that Pesach's over. You have a decent, a $50 esrog. And your friend has $300 esrog, yeah? He's not here, and he left his esrog. Are you allowed to put down your $50 esrog and take his $300 esrog? Nichleo enish love mitzvah money, no? But you have an option to do the mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to do that. Because for the advantage of getting a hiddur esrog, it's nichleo enish. Not only is it nichleo enish for you, if you otherwise weren't going to do the mitzvah, yeah? it's a hider to use a fancier esrog. And so therefore, he, just like he would let you, if you had... No, it's just a fancier mitzvah. Also, it's a paying also, but also to have a fancier esrog is a nice idea. So you've got an esrog. You got the junkier esrog.
You can't do that on the first day.
Okay, maybe the first day, so let's do the second day. But even so, it's nichle winish. This guy, I understand if you didn't have an esrog, the guy would be fine. You could borrow my $300 esrog. But the guy could be five blocks away and thinking to himself, I hope no one's touching my esrog, especially if they've got their chunky $50 esrog. I paid $300 for it. They could do the mitzvah with their $50. They can't use my $300. Says Mr. Brewer, that's not true. We don't say that. Nichle winish, shalom and mitzvah money. So surely, when it comes to tzitzis, where there's also the same idea, it's not a chiv to do it, because just like by the esrog, you have another esrog, here it's just going up a level. So here you're going up a level by taking tzitzis, which you don't need to take. And so therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, maybe it says Piskei Tshuvos, maybe that same case should apply over here. So he doesn't like the Rav Kamarna Rav's dichoy of this halacha. Comes along the Kamarna Rav and says, I've got another response. Listen to this. He says, this whole halacha is based on one premise, that you don't care that someone else is using your talis, right? That the other owner of the talis doesn't care. Says the Kamarna Rav, that's not true. Just pashut, not true. People care, he says. And therefore he says, Yizor shlo yikach talis chavero b'lo das chavero. He disagrees with Shulchan Aruch. Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan and says, I also agree, he says, l'anias daiti, he says, I get it that every other rabbi, including the Shulchan Aruch, says it's permitted. And he says, we see that's not true. People care very much. Especially if it's a new talis. Yeah, and people don't want other people to put their dirty, sweaty talis all over them. Mitam zeo nikius. Says Rav Aruch HaShulchan, I don't fully buy this halacha either. Keep in mind, this is straight up Shulchan Aruch. It's not like, there's no doubt about it. It's based on a rush. There's no dissenting opinion. Comes along with Tzitz Eliezer and says, well, look, the very least, you have to limit this halacha to a healthy person. The Tzitz Eliezer is the Rav of Shari Tzedek as well, besides being a great posik, says he's seen this in the hospital-based medrash all the time. He says the verse all halacha is only talking about a healthy person. Why? He says, b'chola, afal pishen enu chola b'machlam and bakas. Even if he doesn't have a contagious disease, harbe anoshim istinisim heimo lagabe kol chola lachush mezeyoso. No one wants to get next to that chola. The guy could have, I don't know, rachmano litzlan, a cancer or something, which is totally not contagious. I'm not a doctor, but I don't think the cancer is contagious or anything like that. And you could give him a hug, it wouldn't be any dangerous. But people don't want to wear his clothes, he says. And he says, therefore, he says, listen to this, I've got a bigger chiddush. Yesh lachush afilu kishashol rishus me'abaylim. Even if the chola, rachmano litzlan, the chola asks for permission, you're standing right there, and the cholah says, can I please borrow your talis? And you go like this. Uh-huh. And nod your head. Sure. Says, he doesn't mean it. The guy doesn't mean it, he says. He says, yesh livukun, you have to test. Does the guy really want to let you? Well, rak machmas ksifusim, minim roshu, askama, v'libam ba'limam. They just shake, huh? So he says, says the Tzitz Eliezer, the same thing applies for tefillin. He doesn't make that earlier distinction. He says, Tzitz Eliezer says, I doubt this entire halacha by a sick person for sure. Then he goes on and says, well, maybe, even for a healthy person, you can't rely on the Shulchan Aruch. He says, for tzavos or tefillin, anything, he says. You know why? He says, first of all, our tzavos and tefillin, especially the tefillin, are expensive nowadays. Much more expensive than their 500 years ago. And he says also, we're more, sensitive to sweat and to disease and to, disgusting. We shower every day, not once every month that they did. And therefore, he says, people don't want to let other people use their sweaty tefillin. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, he's not sure that this halacha applies across the board. He says, it depends on the neighborhood, he says. and the people you surround yourself with. I'm sure the halacha is very different in, you know, Williamsburg, where they're all sharing mikvahs together or whatever it is, versus, you know, a place where it's, I don't know, maybe Riverdale, maybe a little bit different. You know, just you have to know the different communities who's comfortable sharing talis and tefillin willy nilly like that. Yeah.
What if you have a $300 tefillin and your face will just drop it?
Right, you're afraid people are gonna. You're saying Esther. Also, you're saying, you know, people are afraid. I hear you. He says, since you have to be very skeptical. Comes along Ramosha Feinstein and says, there's a special etter. Everyone knows it's etter Ramosha. You're allowed to fold up your talis according to Ramosha on Shabbos and even take it home on Shabbos. Why? If you really care about not letting someone else use it. Why? Says Ramosha, because if you leave it in shul, you could assume that someone else is going to use it, and by definition, leaving a talis in shul is by definition agreeing that someone else could use it. If you leave your talis bag out on the desk, someone else is going to use it. Therefore, if you really believe that you don't want someone else to use it, you're allowed to take your talis home on Shabbos. But you see from Ramosha, Ramosha's under assumption that if someone leaves their talis or tefillin in shul, at least talis, it's permitted for someone else to take it, which seems to be like the regular Shulchan Aruch, and that seems to be the psak. There's just one or two more limitations before we end. One limitation, the Mishnah Berurah says, only this can only be done once in a while. You can't have a daily Seder with your friend's talis. It says whatever akrai means, once in a while. We'll leave it at that, whatever that means. Secondly, it has to be in the same location. So in other words, you can't take his talis and go to a different shul. I wasn't sure. I was praying this Chabur, and I couldn't find anyone. What about if it's a different base medrash? You have a shtibol where, or the upstairs meaning downstairs meaning base medrash. Can you take a talis from this place and bring it to another base medrash? Presumably, it's permitted. The final, as long as you return it. Final issue to know: the Mishnah Berurah says this is only if the owner is unreachable, based on the Prima Gadim. If the owner is reachable, and the Piskei Tshuva says nowadays with cell phones and texting and whatever, you could find out if that talis is available any second, you would have to ask permission. So the upshot is this halacha seems to be very clear. It's not so clear at all. It should only be used sparingly in a case where you can't get permission, where you know the guy doesn't really care. It's normal for people to share things in that neighborhood. And, you know, you're really comfortable that the guy is the type of guy who's not really going to care and you have no other option. Otherwise, this halacha should be used sparingly, at least according to the poskim. Shkoyach.